ever get on a plane and think, I hope the wiring's okay today. Probably not at the top of your list, right?
Right.
But those hidden wires, they're the veins and arteries of a plane.
Keeping everything running.
And a single frayed wire, as we'll see today, it can be the difference between a smooth flight and, well, disaster.
That's what's so fascinating about aviation safety. It's an ongoing process, this constant push for improvement.
Speaking of which, you sent over some amazing articles from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, really digging into how these seemingly minor electrical issues have caused some of the biggest aviation accidents in history.
It's a side of aviation most people don't think about, but it's crucial.
Absolutely. So we're going deep, talking NTSB investigations, real-world tragedies, and how the industry learned some incredibly tough lessons. To really understand this, we have to go back to a case that shook the aviation world. TWA Flight 800 back in 1996. 25 years ago this past summer, 230 lives lost.
A tragedy.
A Boeing 747 explodes off the coast of Long Island just minutes after takeoff. I mean, can you imagine the chaos? Terrorism was the immediate thought.
Of course. Back then, especially, it was one of the most complex investigations the NTSB has ever undertaken. Years of work. Ultimately, they concluded the most likely cause was faulty wiring, right in the fuel tank.
Wire chafing, they called it. I'm curious, for those of us who aren't pilots or mechanics, what exactly does that mean?
Imagine all those wires bundled together, right? And they're constantly vibrating during the flight. Over time, it's like sandpaper on a cable, wearing away that protective insulation. Eventually, bare wires touch, spark, and in a fuel tank.
Yeah.
Well, that's a recipe for disaster.
Tiny flaw, huge consequences. And the thing is, the NTSB, they didn't just stop with TWA 800. They found similar wiring issues in 26 other planes.
26. Wow.
That's not just a one-off, it's a pattern, a systemic issue.
Exactly. It exposed this vulnerability in a way no one had really grasped before. And tragically, it wouldn't be the last time we saw this type of accident. Just 2 years later, Swiss Air Flight 111 and MD-11.
That one hits close to home for me, actually. I was part of the investigation team for that crash.
Oh, wow. You were there at the crash site.
Off the coast of Nova Scotia. Weeks at sea, helping recover wreckage, seeing those pieces pulled from the ocean floor, each one representing a life lost. It stays with you.
I can only imagine. But even though it was a different type of plane, a different route, the investigation, it revealed a terrifyingly similar story. In-flight fire, a desperate attempt to land. And tragically, again, no survivors. It really drives home the point, doesn't it? Seeing those tangible remnants of a tragedy like that. And Swiss Air 111, it wasn't just a human tragedy, it exposed another vulnerability.
You're right. This time it was about the installation, the documentation of the wiring itself. The in-flight entertainment system was a particular focus.
Right, so we're not just talking about faulty wires themselves, we're talking about human error.
Exactly. Oversight, procedures, maintenance. And that's where I think the story takes a turn, a more proactive one at least. It's like these tragedies force the industry to take a hard look in the mirror.
Almost like a reset moment.
Totally. Suddenly, every potential issue, every near miss, it took on this huge significance.
And that's what's so interesting about this next incident we're going to talk about. A near miss, it can be just as valuable, just as instructive as a full-blown accident.
You're talking about the Delta MD-88 incident, right? Back
Yeah.
in 99, a fire broke out in that static port heater.
Yes. The static port heater, now for anyone who, like you were saying earlier, didn't go to aircraft mechanic school.
Like most of us, probably.
Right.
All right.
It basically helps measure airspeed and make sure those instruments are giving accurate readings, even when it's freezing up there at altitude.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Keep going.
Okay, so the fire, thankfully, they got it under control quickly. But guess what the investigation found?
Let me guess, this isn't going to be a surprise. Chafing wires.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Same culprit, different location. This time, a wire was bent too sharply around a thermostat case. Insulation wore down, sparked a fire.
The same pattern playing out again.
Exactly. But this time, they caught it. No lives lost. And to their credit, Delta, they didn't just fix that one wire on that one plane. They said, hold on. We need to check this across the board.
That's huge.
It is a proactive response. They inspected their entire MD-88 fleet looking for similar issues.
Instead of reacting after a tragedy, they're preventing one.
And that's what progress looks like in aviation safety. The Delta incident, it proved that meticulous maintenance, those inspection procedures, they're not just boxes to tick.
Absolutely. And it also showed that this wasn't just about what's going on in the cabin, right?
You're right. We also saw similar wiring problems popping up in the cargo areas. There was a World Airways MD-11 and ABX Air 767-200, both involving these chafing wires in cargo holds. Think about the potential consequences there.
So it can happen anywhere on the plane, basically.
Anywhere there are wires, you have the potential for this issue, which basically the entire aircraft.
Makes you think twice about all those hidden systems, right?
Yeah.
So how do we get ahead of this?
Well, that's where guidance like the FAA advisory circulars comes in. They might sound boring.
Bureaucracy.
Haha, right. But these documents, they outline best practices.
Huh?
How to separate wires from fluid lines, how to clamp them properly, even simple things like preventing dirt and lint buildup.
So we've got the solutions, the guidelines, the mechanics, you know, going over these planes with a fine-tooth comb. You'd think we'd be good, right?
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? And to be fair, these changes, they've made a huge difference. But we're still talking about complex systems, human beings. There's always room for, well,
mistakes happen.
Right. And that brings us, unfortunately, to a 2016 incident involving a Piper Cheyenne II. An air ambulance.
Okay, this one, it hits hard.
It does. It reminds us that even with the best intentions, even with all the progress, history can repeat itself. This air ambulance, it crashed in California. Tragically, everyone on board lost.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah.
But tell me anyway.
Investigators found, you guessed it, chafing wires near the hydraulic lines this time. The likely cause of the fire that brought the plane down, decades after TWA 800. After all those changes, that same issue.
It's hard to believe in a way. It's like we take these huge leaps forward, but then something like this happens and it's a wake-up call.
Exactly. And that's why these investigations, these deep dives, they're so important. The NTSB, after the Piper Cheyenne II crash, they didn't just file a report and call it a day. They issued these urgent safety recommendations to the FAA.
And the FAA, in turn, issued what's called an airworthiness directive for that model of aircraft. Now, I gotta ask, for those of us who don't speak fluent aviation, what exactly does that mean?
It's a big deal. Think of it like a recall, but for planes.
Mm.
When the FAA issues an airworthiness directive, it means every single one of those Piper Cheyenne the Secas, they had to go through specific inspections, modifications.
To address that wire chafing issue.
Precisely.
So it's a system that's designed to learn, right? Tragedy happens, investigation reveals a problem, the whole industry takes steps to make sure it doesn't happen again.
In theory, yes.
Mm.
And in many cases, it works. But it relies on that constant feedback loop, the investigations, the reporting, the sharing of information. And sometimes, yeah, it takes a tragedy to push that system forward.
Which is where I think our listeners come in. We don't just want to lay out these problems. We want to empower people.
I like that.
That article you shared, it had that checklist of red flags to watch out for when it comes to wiring. Things like wires being too close to fluid lines, improper clamping, even dirt and lint buildup.
All those things we talked about. Basic stuff, but crucial.
Right. And I gotta admit, never thought I'd be the guy peering into the guts of an airplane, but now I kind of want to bring a flashlight and that checklist on my next flight.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe leave the inspections to the pros. But hey, at least now you know what to look for. Next time you're on a plane, think about all those hidden wires, all those systems working behind the scenes, and appreciate the people who work hard to keep those systems running smoothly.
And hey, if you do happen to see something that looks off, don't be afraid to speak up.
Absolutely.
You might just prevent the next tragedy. Well, on that note, thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us. It's been eye-opening, to say the least. And to our listeners, remember, staying informed, being aware, that's the first step towards safer travels for everyone.